Hi there, listeners. Welcome to WGRT's Limelight, your connection to the people influencing our culture, commerce, and community here in Port Huron, Michigan, and beyond. Today's guest is Amy Smith. Amy is Assistant Division Director with St. Clair County Community Mental Health. Welcome, Amy.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Thanks, Jessica.
So Amy does some work with the Pandemic Response Team through CMH. Tell us what that is, Amy.
Well, the Pandemic Response Team actually has kind of been born out of the Homeland Security and Emergency Management Office, as well as a collaborative with Community Mental Health. It's kind of a takeoff from our county's Critical Incident Stress Management Team. And so I was doing a lot of work with the emergency management when the pandemic was really at its peak in our county. And we discovered that people were really experiencing a lot of stress. It was really affecting their productivity. There was a lot of anxiety, a lot of frustration, irritability. People just didn't know what to do with all of this unknown that was being, you know, forced upon us. So we took our critical incident stress management model and we modified it for the pandemic response so that we could help educate and give our community tools to use as we continue on a day-to-day basis to deal with this unknown.
Right. So what kinds of things are people dealing with as a result of this whole COVID situation?
Oh, it spreads the whole gamut. And whether we realize it or not, when we don't have control, our bodies automatically react, and it's called a stress reaction. So stress can be good. For some people, it's motivating. For other people, it can be a little more destructive. So, you know, everybody has stress in your normal life. But when we are in such a situation as we are now, your stress level is elevated, whether you recognize it or not. So oftentimes, people will experience it from physical effects. They could have more headaches. They could have more stomach aches, maybe gastrointestinal issues, and we think it's the flu. Might be chills. It might be, rapid heartbeat, elevated blood pressure. There could be a lot of physical issues that are going on as a result of stress. If any of those are consistent, then probably talk with your primary care doctor to make sure you don't have any kind of, you know, severe health issues going on. But if not, don't be surprised if they tell you it could be stress. So it affects us physically. It can affect us cognitively, how we think, how we process information, how we remember things, making decisions, you know. You can't make a decision. You can't remember where you put your car keys.
Yeah,
you know, what is
the
assignment?
Yeah, you never know what day of the week it
exactly.
is. Is that what it is? Because that's what I feel like.
Exactly. You know, all of those kind of thinking, processing kind of things, it's slower. You just can't, you're not as sharp as you usually are. It can affect us emotionally. And again, everything from, you know, being helpless and hopeless and depressed and angry and frustrated and kind of maybe isolating and withdrawing from people, all the way to maybe a little bit more manic, a little bit because you're trying to create that energy that is just being sucked out of you, you know. And then it can also behaviorally, it changes what we normally do. I mean, we're being forced to social distance. We can't be together. We can't hug. We can't, you know, see our families as regularly as we always do. So we're isolating more. You know, you're really cognizant or thinking about where you're going. Do you have your mask in your hand? You know, all of those behavioral changes that we go through are forced upon us. Some of it's normal. Some of it's because of the pandemic. But again, it's something to look at. And then it can also affect the spirituality, you know, being angry with our God or questioning God or why is this happening or questioning authority or higher power, whatever you believe. But your spirituality can either be more negative or you can put all of your faith in being more praying and more in tuned that way. So what you need to watch for are major changes in yourself, as well as your immediate family, who's in the house with you, because this is affecting everybody. little children all the way up to, you know, our seniors.
Yeah. So how does the pandemic response team help?
So what the team does is we are specifically trained to meet with groups, whether it's a business, an organization, schools, the hospitals, you know, first responders, whatever. We come in and we meet with them and we sit in a circle and we kind of talk about the pandemic. We've got specific questions that we ask so that we can kind of talk with them about, like, when the pandemic first started in March and all these changes came down, what was life like for you then, midway through, and then currently? And we talk about it from that perspective so we can see how it has changed. And then we talk about what is the worst part about this for you, whether it's professionally or personally. You know, for some people, it's personally, I can say we missed my daughter's college graduation. She graduated in May and we couldn't do anything. You know, we've had two family weddings that have had to be changed. We've had medical procedures where nobody could go in, you know. But as we've done this, we've also talked about people who've lost loved ones and the funerals couldn't be held, or what it's like having a first-line responder who works on the COVID unit come home every night and not be able to hold the baby till they go through a whole cleansing routine. So it's the whole gamut of what could be the worst part about it for you. And then we talk about the stress reactions and what kind of changes have you seen in yourself. Again, just highlighting what some of those might be, but then normalizing them. Normal reactions to an abnormal situation is what we say. And then we really focus on self-care. What do you do to take care of yourself? What are your kids doing to take care of themselves, to keep them healthy and in a positive attitude? Because we don't know how long this pandemic is going to go on for. So what are we doing to take care of ourselves, to keep ourselves mentally healthy, physically healthy, and still connected? Because we kind of look at it as a chair, a three-legged chair. All three have to be level.
Keeping balance is huge.
That's what I was trying to say. Thank you.
No, yes. I totally understand that. So the pandemic response team is more for groups. How can people find resources aside from that if they're just saying, you know, I don't know if I can be a part of this at my workplace or my school, but I think I need a little bit of extra support right now.
Extra support, I guess the first place I would automatically think about sending people is to Community Mental Health's webpage, Facebook page. We have a lot of information out there about COVID signs and symptoms and how to take care of yourself and recognize, as well as resources if you feel like you need more of that. We also have a COVID hotline. You know, our county's community services coordinating body, we have a COVID resource on our webpage and Facebook page, so people can link to that also. The health department is another good resource that has all of that information out there.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Amy. For more information about COVID resources available to the community, click on Limelight at WGRT.com. That's it for this edition of Limelight. Have fun out there, learning, working, and playing. Until next time. For WGRT, I'm Jesse Wiegand.